You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Thank you. It's a beautiful song, isn't it? This song, however, is not beautiful. It's a song about ugly, ugly jealousy, which we all feel, unless you did. This is the Green Light song.
That was absolutely fantastic, Marlon. That was recorded live in 2018 at the Auckland Town Hall. Morena, Marlon Williams, how are you?
Morena, I'm well, thank you.
Hey, it's very exciting that we get to relive that very magical concert this weekend on YouTube. Very different medium, but recorded in a very special way. Of course, we got an album out of this and now we get to see the video. How are you feeling about that?
Good. I watched it for the first time the other day, and it looks like a different world, you know, already in this, in our post-COVID appreciation, it looks just alien to see a room full of 1,000 people just jammed in together, not obeying any rules and having a good time by all accounts.
I even found that watching TV shows at the moment, if two characters get too close together, I'm like, oh, that's not 2 metres.
Yeah.
You guys need to move. But it is pretty awesome that we do get to relive this, because what is music if not something to get us through weird times?
Hmm.
Who was your band that you were working with when you recorded this one, Marlon?
So that's the band I've had and still have. They're called the Airbenders. So that's Ben Woolley, who's been singing with since I was 12. And then there's Gus from Adelaide and on drums, and Dave Kahn of lovely Auckland fame, and Dan Luskin, who's playing guitar too. So, yeah, that was show number 67 of 67 shows on the tour.
That was quite the massive feat as well. Do you feel sort of different looking back on it now? Are you kind of in the throes of adrenaline, kind of pushing through that tour?
Yeah, I don't know that guy. I don't know that guy. it's totally real time out of joint. Yeah.
It is awesome, though, this album, because there's something really special about hearing a record that you've loved, like Make Way for Love, and then being able to hear it live. There is always something a bit different. There's a different kind of magic that comes. Have you been listening to anything over this sort of weird isolation period that's been kind of carrying you through, Marlon?
Funnily enough, I've been listening to a lot of gospel music, and it's been a lot of early Sam Cooke and things like that, and I don't know. I'm not a man of faith, but I don't mind a bit of gospel music in a hard time.
One of my things I was quite disappointed I didn't get to see because of old COVID was the Soweto Gospel Choir was meant to be performing as part of the Auckland Arts Festival up here, and I just think that would have been pretty special. So I can totally see why gospel music would be the one to go to at the moment. You've not been idle though. You have been popping up on the odd live stream around the internet, Marlon.
Yeah.
I particularly enjoyed your performance as part of Better Living Everyone the other week. How was that?
Oh, it's great. You know, it was a really, really cool festival that Brian Ferry put together and Ben Woods. It was really well run, and it was a really cool lineup. So it was one of the better live stream festivals that I've seen.
I'm very pleased to see that they're bringing it onto a sort of slightly smaller but weekly basis as well, because it's nice to just touch base with what our local favourites are up to, eh?
To have a weekly update of the scene is really cool. It's great.
Have you been noodling away on any new music, Marlon, over the last couple of months?
It's funny, before the lockdown happened, I was sort of already in lockdown. trying to write the next album anyway.
Yeah.
So I've just been sort of given a deadline extension or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's funny. I definitely found what the actual writing dried up when lockdown started.
Mm.
I don't know. It's just like I'm playing a lot of covers and just having fun playing other songs. But it certainly hasn't been like a wellspring of ideas.
No. I think a lot of people are experiencing that, though. I do see a lot of people being like, yeah, this is the time you learn to make sourdough and, you learn to paint a great masterpiece. But, it is a global pandemic. We are all going through collective trauma here, so also chilling out is fine.
Yeah, it's all on the table.
Speaking of cool covers, though, we are going to play Carried Away, which is also recorded live at the Auckland Town Hall performance. What's so special to you about this track, Marlon?
It's a Barry Gibson, BG's fame. And he wrote it for Olivia Newton-John.
Mm.
And it's just an incredibly bizarre and kind of complex chordal song. There's just a lot going on, and it's one of those songs that doesn't ever let you stay still. It's just moving constantly.
Hey, well, we are going to give it a spin now, and we'll see you on Sunday at 12 o'clock on YouTube. Watch the concert, and then you're doing a Q&A afterwards, is that right?
Then come and have a chat, yeah.
Come and have a chat. Fantastic. Well, thanks for having a chat with us this morning, Marlon. I hope you have a lovely weekend.
I hope you do. Thank you.
Cool. Ka kite. See you soon.
Ka kite. See ya.
To sing the song Carried Away, to take us in and then take us out again, Mr. Ben Woolley.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.